Well, let's open our Bibles. If you're visiting with us, we invite you to turn to John chapter 3. And this is a verse of Scripture that God inspired us to read. And so we do. We read it out loud. We look at it. We let it not depart from our eyes. We keep it in the midst of our heart. And John chapter 3 and verse 16, and I'm going to read 16, 17, and 18. And I'm reading from the New King James Version, and you can read it from whatever translation. And we invite you to read it out loud. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So let's read. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned. Thank you. If you'll notice, excuse me. If you'll notice in verse 14, we're talking about healing. Kind of pick up here just as a thought. We shared in some of the past lessons. Thank you. We were sharing in the past two lessons on the types of redemption. And one of the things that we were sharing is that types are a shadow or a prefiguring of something that is to come. And so we shared that if you can find a type, we're talking about redemption, but we were talking about the types of redemption. And we were saying if you can find healing in the type, then it had to be in what the type was a type of. What was the type of? The fulfillment of it. The fulfillment of that type. And so here you see a type of healing or a type of redemption and healing. In verse 14 of John 3, in verse 14, it says, "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up." Was he? Yes. So this was a type. Was it fulfilled? Yes. So then the question is healing part of redemption? Absolutely. And so we can begin to see that, and we walk through those types in the Old Testament, and you can certainly go and download that or ask for it in the bookstore, and they will assist you. But today, I'm going to pick up with redemption and also looking at some facets of that today as a foundation for healing. And one of the things that we're talking about where redemption is concerned is that where redemption is concerned, it's nothing that we did, was it? It was everything that Jesus accomplished and did for who? For us. He took our sin, our sickness, our rebellion, our disobedience, and he took that. So he took what we deserved, and we got what we didn't deserve. We weren't deserving of salvation. It was only because of Jesus that we ever deserved the grace of God. And so when you look at, take a minute and just let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. And let's look at verse 20 on that. And it says in the King James Version, for all the promises of God in Him, in Christ, are yea, or yes, and in Him, amen, unto the glory of God by us. And I like, there's a number of, you know, the modern translations say it in a more, in a way that we might understand that a little more clearly. The Message translation says, whatever God has promised gets stamped with the yes of Jesus. I like that version. Whatever God has promised gets stamped with the yes of Jesus. In Him, that is what we preach and pray, the great amen, God's yes and our yes together, gloriously evident. And the Bible in basic English says, for He, meaning Christ, is the yes to all of the undertakings of God. So when we looked at the types in the Old Testament, they were all a foreshadowing of what was going to take place in Christ. And when fulfilled, it got stamped with the yes. So that means that anything that we have ever received was because of Christ. And because of the types that were put into place by God in the Old Testament, then that was looking towards the cross. So that means that nothing that man has ever received from God was not without Jesus in the mixture. You understand what I mean? So we have, mankind has never received any blessing, any healing, any deliverance, anything from God without Jesus. He was the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. So nothing that man has ever received was not without Jesus taken into consideration. He was the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. And we can see here in the New Testament, it says, whatever God has promised got stamped with the yes of Jesus. So all of that, and of course, there's other scriptures that we could take a look at. Let me read one or two here that come to mind in the New Testament. Hebrews 9:12. You don't have to turn there. It says here, neither by the blood of goats and calves, right? See, so these were the things that they had to do. It was a foreshadowing of what He would do, which was what? But by His own blood, He entered in what? Once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Jesus obtained eternal redemption for us. So He became sin and took that sin and took it to hell. He became sin. He became sickness for us and took that to hell. So He obtained eternal redemption by His one sacrifice for all. Not for some, for all. And so in Romans 3:24 it says, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. So we can assuredly say that nothing from the beginning to now and going forward will ever be received without Jesus in mind. No other name has been given among man whereby we must be saved. Can't be. Can't skirt around Jesus. You can't come another way. Which means then, when people use this, see now I know I'm talking to Bible students here who've been taught, but when people say, well, you know, God is sovereign. Yes, he is. Well, we don't know God it may not be his will to heal you. Or God can heal you if he wants. Well, then that means that God could do something apart from Jesus. Not so. Amen. He put that in place so that he is the mediator between God and man. We have to go through Jesus to get to God. So if I want to go to God for healing, how am I coming through? Jesus. If I want to go and get saved and I'm going to God for my salvation, who am I going through? Jesus. So he is the Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning. He's the end. He is the all in all. Period, as they say. So this redemption that we have is through his blood. We have the forgiveness of sins. And it says here in Ephesians 1:7, according to the riches of his grace. And so that for us, just the same way that Adam and Eve sinned, God still loved them. But he had to judge and punish the sin. He had to judge it. And he had to punish that. He couldn't bless their sin. He couldn't bless it. So, God had a plan. What was his plan? To reconcile and redeem all mankind through Jesus so that he could save, so he could bless, so he could heal and deliver, right? Even though we had sinned. So he had a plan, but it had to be through Jesus. And that's why when we looked at all of the types, we can see redemption in the types. And it was foreshadowing what Jesus would do. He became sin. He took the stripes for our healing. Praise God. So we are just as healed as we are saved and redeemed. We are just as healed. Well, walking through this, we're finding out what is the will of God, because without knowing the will of God, you can't have faith to appropriate what God has promised. You have to appropriate it by faith. Now, yes, God is sovereign, and there that we have in the natural, we have instances where God has sovereignly moved and healed someone. But it had to have been because of something that Jesus did. And yes, there are times that God will move sovereignly on one's behalf. But most times, it is going to be appropriated by faith in God's promises. And so that means that anyone who is a teacher, you could be anointed with the gift of healing. You could be anointed in that way. You could be a teacher of healing. You don't get a pass. You don't get a pass. And I'm going to tell you, if you think, well, I'm okay because I teach healing, you are sorely going to miss it. Because you got to do just what Hebrews 11:6 says. He that cometh unto God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So if you are a teacher, even of healing, I've got to appropriate healing by faith in him, faith in his word, and the power of God is work released in my body. But I can't sit back and say, well, praise God, I believe that when I'm laying hands on the sick, the power of God's going to go through me and heal my body. You be deceived. Because he may, but I'm telling you this, the Bible's very clear that you've got to receive it by faith. And so when it comes to that, we've got to know what the will of God is so that we can then build our faith up and then do what? Take that which is revealed in the Word of God in our hearts. And so we're going to take it and receive it by faith and begin to work that. Meaning what? Confess it and say, when I believe that I've received something, if I said to you, I'm going to give you $100, do you say, and I hand it to you, you go, boy, I wish you'd give me that $100. If I handed it to you, you'd say, praise God, I've got it. And I'm going to act like I'm going to spend it now. Well, you all do that now. You're looking at me like, well, when the boss says you got a $5,000 raise, you didn't get it yet, but you've already made the plane trip, the boat trip, you've already spent the money and bought the clothes, and you don't have it yet. You're acting like you got it. Because why? You believed a man. How much we do God that way? We say, I got to feel it first. I got to see it first. Before I'm going to believe it. And God's word is eternal. He said, Christ hath redeemed you from the curse of the law. Cursed is everyone being made a curse for you. Cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. So he's already told you he redeemed you and became a curse. You need to receive that and begin to say it and confess it and pronounce it that he is my redeemer. He's my healer. What did we talk about in past lessons? We said that when God said, kill the lamb, take the blood of the lamb, mark the two doorposts and the lintel or the doorpost above. And they said, and when the death angel comes, it will do what? Pass over that residence. You are marked and sealed by what? The blood of Jesus. And sickness and disease, as one of the messages that we heard here years ago, and I believe it's up on the website, is sickness, trespassing, forbidden. And when sickness touches my body, it's trespassing. And because of my faith, I can, because of the promises of God and by my faith, I can say, you are trespassing, you must leave. In Jesus' name. You must leave. Huh? That's right. You're trespassing illegally. Absolutely. And I'm not going to get sidetracked at this point. We're going to continue. And I am going to, in one of these lessons, so you stay hooked up here with me, I am going to, as led by the Holy Ghost, I'm going to take a lesson, and we're going to walk down Deuteronomy 28, because I did this before in the back with our healing class. But we're going to take every one of these verses of the curse in Deuteronomy 28, and when we see these big words like consumption and ague, and we see all the, what does that mean in English? What does that mean? And we're going to look at those because If you can see it in the curse, I've been redeemed from it. I'm redeemed from the curse of sickness. And if you ever thought, well, gee, I could name something that you is not in there. Well, go to Deuteronomy 28 and verse 61. It says, every sickness and every disease not even mentioned in the book of this law is a curse. So some of the stuff they haven't even come up with yet, and all of them long names that you can't pronounce, it's a curse. And we have been redeemed from it because of Jesus. He's my redeemer, and he's my healer. Now, so that we don't get sidetracked, what was one of the conditions in Deuteronomy? If you do this, if you hearken unto my voice, if you obey my commands, then you'll get the blessings. If you don't, you're cursed. So who became the curse? Jesus did. He took our rebellion, he took our disobedience, he took all of that, and he became the curse. But even today, if we step outside of God's protection, we can place ourselves in a position to fall under the curser, who's the destroyer. When we don't obey his leading, when we don't obey the leading of the Holy Ghost, when we don't, let me say this. So we don't get sidetracked on this. Brother Hagin said through the years, the scripture says if you're willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. And the Lord said to him, he said, because you've been willing and obedient, he said, I'll bless you. So there's times that we can remove ourselves from the blessing by being disobedient. We can. And that's the time you need to get your face down in the carpet and say, Lord, forgive me. I missed it. I was a fool. Forgive me. And you're restored. And those blessings are afforded you. Amen. Let's turn over to Galatians so we move along here. Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3. And you know the scripture, Galatians chapter 3 and verse 13. It says, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, thank God, it'll never change. Cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. In verse 14, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles. How? Through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Let me read this in a few other translations here. The New International says, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. He became a curse. The Amplified, Christ purchased our freedom, redeeming us from the curse or the doom of the law and its condemnation. I like that when they added, which the Amplified does, and condemnation. By himself becoming a curse for us. God's Word translation says, Christ paid the price to free us from the curse that God's laws bring by becoming cursed instead of us. He became cursed instead of us. Amen. Now, I want to pick up this morning, and let's, if we would, for a few moments, let's take a look at Isaiah chapter 53. Everybody awake today? All right, don't, you know, so often we can say, I know that, I heard that before, and that's good, I'm glad you did. But hear it like you've heard it the first time, and stir yourself up, because I'll tell you, if you're walking through something, the Word of God is medicine. That's what Proverbs 4:20-23. My son, attend unto my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them, my words, not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health or medicine to all your flesh. So the more that you feed upon God's word, it's like medicine. It's spiritual medicine that's working in this body to correct that which the fall did. And I love that it says, the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead is quickening. It's giving life to this mortal body. It's helping this body maintain health in this earth. So the Spirit of God and the Word of God are quickening this mortal body. Isaiah 53. Let's look at verse 1, and we'll read down the first few verses. Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and we shall see him, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. The Young's literal translation of verse 3, it says, he is despised and left of men, a man of pain and acquainted with sickness. And the Leeser translation says, he was despised and shunned by men, a man of pains and acquainted with disease. Who was? Jesus was. Now verse 4, surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Now, that word griefs, and it's an interesting thing. If you're interested, take the time and look up the various translations that are available. If you have a computer, you can just look them up online. You can go to gateway.com. You can go to BibleStudyTools.com. You got 20, 30 translations you can look at online. You can bear it out. But the King James is one of the only translations that the translators decided to translate sickness as a grief. But you go into all the other translations, you're going to see that that was translated correctly as sickness. Grief was, he bore our sicknesses. which is the correct word. And when you look at it, if anybody, you can go to the Strong's Concordance online. You just look it up and go to it. You can just look up Isaiah 53, verse 4 online, or if you have a Strong's, you can look it up for yourself. There are 20 times in the Old Testament that they translated this word griefs as sickness. It's actually more times, but the scripture verses, all the way up through Hosea, they translated it, that word called choly, C-H-O-L-I-Y, as sickness, disease. It's translated that way in the King James. So why the translators decided, I don't know. But all the other 20 times, it's translated as sickness. Same word. You look it up. You can see for yourself. So it's translated that many times. In the Young's literal translation, it says in verse 4, surely our sicknesses he hath borne. Not going to, he hath borne. And our pains he hath carried them. And we have esteemed him plagued, smitten of God, and afflicted. So you can see here, this was an exchange that took place. He took our sicknesses. He took our pains. And we received the blessing. We received the finished product, but we received the blessing, the fulfillment of that. When you let me read this here in verse 4. This is the Leeser translation, the Isaac Leeser translation. In verse 4, it says, but only our diseases did he bear himself. I like this. And our pains he carried, while we indeed esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. The Complete Jewish Bible says, in fact, it was our diseases he bore, not our griefs, as they wanted to translate that word. It says, it was our diseases he bore, our pains from which he suffered, our diseases, our pains he suffered. Yet we regarded him as punished, stricken and afflicted by God, but he was wounded because of our crimes, crushed because of our sins. The disciplining that makes us whole fell on him, and by his bruises we are healed. This is the Rotherham translation. Yet surely our diseases he carried. And as for our pains, he bare the burden of them. But we accounted him stricken, smitten of God, and humbled. Yet he was pierced for transgressions that were ours, was crushed for iniquities that were ours. The chastisement for our well-being was upon him, and by his stripes there is healing for us. So you can see here that by his stripes we were healed, and it is through his blood that redemption was afforded to us. This is the JPS translation. It's called the Jewish Publication Society translation. It says, surely our diseases he did bear, and our pains he carried. So it was our disobedience and our rebellion that he was being punished for by God. And so because that was fulfilled, we can receive it by faith. We can receive that which was done by Christ. We can receive that word, that healing in our body through faith. Faith in His word. And we can see this here very clearly, that it's God's will. Why would He have sent Jesus if it wasn't His will? Why was He taking the stripes then if it wasn't His will? What was the purpose? Why would He have been beaten and bruised? For what? It was our disobedience. It was our sicknesses. It was our rebellion that He took. He was sinless. And so because of that, we have been delivered from the power of darkness. We've been delivered from the one that can make you sick. But I'm still sick. Well, that's another whole lesson. Not today. There can be many reasons. But foundationally, Jesus took my sicknesses and bore my pains, and by His stripes I have been healed. And now I need to reach out and take that which has been promised and receive it by faith and begin to do what? Thank God that I've received that by faith. Just the same way, did you feel salvation? Did you feel anything different? No, you reached out and said, I believe Jesus is my Savior. Come into my heart. I believe You are my Savior. Come in, change me. And what happened? Through faith, the power of God began to operate, changed your stony heart into a heart of flesh, changed it to a brand new creature in Christ Jesus because of the power of God through faith in the Word of God. And healing is going to come the same way. You're going to reach out and say, thank You, Father, I believe I've received that which You've promised. I take it into me as medicine, and the power of God begins to work and work and work and drive sickness out of my body because of what Jesus did. And some people say, well, I'm not good enough to get a healing. Exactly. Exactly. I'm not good enough to come to church. My life is so full of sin and everything. Exactly. Healing is a mercy. Healing is a mercy. You don't merit a mercy. You don't merit healing. It's because of Jesus that mercy and compassion has been afforded us. So when you didn't, no, you didn't earn it. You couldn't. Everyone has fallen short of the glory of God. So you don't merit. You don't, in other words, if I came and said, okay, then what is it? It's payday. It's something that you earned. You didn't earn it. You didn't earn it. And you couldn't have earned it. It's a mercy. Jesus took the disobedience. He took my sickness and disease, and I got what I didn't deserve. Absolutely. So you couldn't measure up, because then it would be payday. You can't earn a healing. You can't earn it. You couldn't earn salvation. All you could do, it was grace and mercy that was extended for your salvation. And it's the same thing where your healing is concerned. You say, Father, I come to You and I'm looking for Your mercy. I don't merit this, but because of what Jesus did, because of what He took, I can take it. And I don't have to think about, that's exactly what we just got done reading, which is why I like the Amplified translation of Isaiah, because it said that in the beginning, let me just go back there and read that. That was the reason I like that particular translation. It said that it removed, let me just get back there and read it. I'll miss my point, girl. I'll move on here. Well, I'll get there in a second. It talked about, it shared about the condemnation being removed. See, and folks are under condemnation about who they are and what they've done. You can't earn it. You can't earn salvation. You can't earn healing. And folks, the devil's trick is to heap condemnation on people. You're not good enough. You haven't done this. You did this. You made a big fat mess. Exactly. You need to, as I say, peep that card there and say, you're defeated. You're the one that's defeated, not me. I'm redeemed. And I've been redeemed from the curse of the law. Hallelujah. So let's continue for a few minutes. Wow. Anyways, let's continue here. Want to keep on track here. We'll have to pick up Wednesday. I know you'll all be here Wednesday. In Isaiah 53:5, that's where we are. So let's continue. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for whose iniquities? Our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes. See, not our stripes. See how the Holy Ghost had the writers change that? It was with his stripes we are healed. Not our stripes. And so here, let's turn over to Proverbs chapter 10 for a minute. We'll do this real quick here. Proverbs chapter 10. And look at verse 13. It says, in the lips of him that hath understanding, wisdom is found. But a rod is for the back of him that is void of understanding. See, so why would somebody get punished? Not because of something they did good, right? Somebody gets punished for disobedience, for rebellion. I'm going to read this so we can just keep moving for the sake of time here. You can write this down for your notes. Since everything's free here, you can go and get it, listen to it. Deuteronomy 25, verse 2, it says, and it shall be, if the wicked man be worthy to be beaten, then a judge shall cause him to lie down and to be beaten before his face according to his fault. This is in Deuteronomy. According to his fault, by a certain number, 40 stripes, he may be given him not to exceed. And in the modern translation, Good News, it says, if the guilty one is sentenced to be beaten, the judge is to make him lie face downward and have him whipped. The number of lashes will depend upon the crime he has committed. He may be given as many as 40 lashes. So we can see here that when you're guilty, you get beat. The rod is for someone who has done something wrong. The lashes that were put upon Jesus were not because of him. It was our disobedience. Our sin. Our sicknesses that he took those beatings for. You can write this down. Proverbs 19:29. It says, judgments are prepared for scorners. This is Proverbs 19:29. Judgments are prepared for scorners and stripes for the back of fools. So the scripture says that we have been what? It's by his stripes that we were healed. Who was the fools? We were. Not Jesus. It says here, this is Proverbs 20, verse 30, the blueness of a wound cleanseth away evil, so do stripes the inward parts of the belly. And the New Living Translation says, physical punishment cleanses away evil. Such discipline purifies the heart. And so we can see in 1 Peter 2:24, it says, by whose stripes ye were healed. So his stripes allowed us to be healed. And that stripe, that word stripes in the New Testament is a wound and or a bruise, which is what that's reference in the New Testament. Now, let's continue just for a minute. Let's go back to Isaiah. You're still there. I know you didn't turn. Isaiah 53. And let's look at verse 10. Yet it pleased the Lord to do what? To bruise him. He hath put to grief. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. I'm going to stop there. That word grief, if you look it up, it's the same exact word that we read in Isaiah 53, verse 4. Surely he hath borne our what? Griefs and carried our sorrows. That same word, griefs, in verse 4, it's the same word in verse 10. He hath put him to griefs, or grief. That word is sickness. He hath put, who? God did. He put him to sickness. And in this, I'll read a few translations here. It says, and this is in the Amplified, yet it was the will of the Lord to bruise him. He hath made him to grief and made him sick. This is Jesus now. The Young's literal translation said, and Jehovah hath delighted to bruise him. He hath made him sick. Not grief, sick. Jesus was made sick with our sicknesses. The Leeser translation, but the Lord was pleased to crush him through disease. Who was crushed? Jesus was. With whose diseases? Our diseases. So if you've got a disease, he took it. There's no cancer bigger than the Word of God. There's no cancer bigger than the name of Jesus. There's no diabetes or kidney or I don't care what you can dream up, think up, is not bigger than Jesus. It's not bigger than the Word of God and the name of Jesus. He took it. The Rotherham translation, yet Yahweh purposed to bruise him. He laid on him sickness. He laid on him sickness. And one would say, because I did, I walked through some stuff. And I've told you this. I walked through some stuff. And I'd get up, pain and all. I'd say, now wait a minute. He took my sickness. You've got to leave and go. When you get that down here inside, you won't tolerate it. You won't. You may say it with a whisper, but it's in here. The volume is not what matters. It's faith in one's heart that matters. And faith will move a mountain. I don't care if it's a whisper. Faith will move a mountain. And it's faith in God that will change your circumstance. Okay. You know, you got another hour or two? No, we won't do that. Boy. I could go very easily another 2 hours. And I'm not saying that out of jest. I could. And not even think about it. And blink. I'd just sip my water over here. If I had enough bottles of water, I'd hand them out to you. You get up, you need to take a restroom break, go ahead. Because it doesn't bother me. Let's say this. Because I desire to also do this, is to make part of one of our lessons just a confessions. Let's just make some professions of faith. Let's say this. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Therefore, I forbid any sickness or disease to come upon my body. Every disease, every germ, every virus that touches my body dies instantly in the name of Jesus. Every tissue, every organ of my body functions in the perfection to which God created it to function. I forbid any malfunction in my body in the name of Jesus, for greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Praise God. Amen. 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 I'll tell you, that profession right there, that I read, I say that all the time. I close my eyes and I just repeat it. I see myself healed. I say it and recite it and recite it and recite it. And when something comes, I'm not rattled.
All right.
I'll tell you what I did. I've said it for so many years. I just read it just to read it. But I've read it and said it so much, it's in here. And I don't get sick and I don't get diseased. Now, a few years ago, it was about 4 years ago, I was sitting back by the sound booth. And it was a Wednesday service. And it's the first time I ever experienced this. Ever, never. I don't take medicine. I don't get disease or sickness, and I'm healthy and whole because of Jesus. But pressure hit the back of my head right here, and I said, what is this? And without getting rattled, I got up because it was very alarming to the flesh. It started to just, it was extremely strong pressure right here. And I got up, and I held on to the wall, walking out. I did. Just got up, walked out. I'm holding the wall like this. I'm holding it and reciting that. And reciting it. And reciting it. and reciting it. Down here was peace. Down here was peace. And I said, you can't stay here. 3 days, 3 days, I recited that. On the third day, gone. And I'm telling you, I'm not telling you not to call 911. I didn't. Because I said, down here, peace. 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 And it was a conviction. You are trespassing. I don't know what you are. You're a curse, whatever you are. And you've got to go. And body, you've got to change. You've got to change. And I confessed and professed constantly that what I just shared with you, that right there, I said it and said it and said it all night long in my bed. I said it. I'd fall asleep, wake up, saying it, saying it, saying it. And my motor functions were all squirreled up. You know what I'm talking about? By that, they weren't functioning right. Now somebody could say, I got to get to the doctor. I got to get to the ENT and the neurologist. I said, no, I'm going to Jesus. I'm going to his word. Now I'll just say this. If your faith isn't there and you're, as they say, you're a skeered, you better call 911. I'm serious. I'm not joking about that. That is not, you don't play with God's word and say, I'm going to try it this time. No, faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God, and you got to say it and work it and work it, and it's cumulative. And, you know, we all like to say, I know what I'm going to do when I get confronted. You don't know what you would do. You have no idea. You'd like to think you know what you would do when confronted with an obstacle. I would like to believe that I've built the Word of God enough in here to come against something. But I don't know what I'm going to do. In my heart and my mind, I'm going to fight. But you don't know what you would do. And I'll tell you what you need to do in peacetime. Is build the Word of God in your heart. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't go to doctors. I'm also not saying that if you need some assistance for a period of time that you shouldn't go and get that. But it's overall, the Word of God is going to be what changes the circumstance, changes the body. Not medicine. Medicine can only control it. Now, yeah, there's some medicines today that may eradicate some things out. I'm not saying that they don't. But God's word is medicine for all my flesh with no side effects. No side effects other than a strong spirit. Praise God. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. But I would suggest, if you're not already, if you're walking through some things, keep feeding, keep feeding, keep feeding, keep feeding, because if you take, like anything, if you take enough medicine long enough, it's going to have some effect in your body. Well, if you take God's word and enough of it long enough, it will change your circumstance. It will heal your body. I don't care what the doctors say. They know in part, and they are not know-it-all. Now, there's good doctors out there, and I believe that God has anointed and given wisdom to doctors. There are Christian doctors. There are some very godly doctors, and there are some that have wisdom. And we thank God for them. And I do. But even while you're going, you need to keep God's word first and foremost and get this medicine down in your spirit, because it is life and health to all your flesh. Praise God. Amen. 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 Amen.